Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Caudalyn Yangrai. In Arunachal Pradesh, 10 BJP MLAs have been declared elected unopposed after the last date for withdrawal of nominations yesterday. Arunachal Pradesh is going to simultaneous polls for its 60-member Legislative Assembly and two Lok Sabha constituencies on April 19 in a single phase. With BJP securing 10 seats unopposed in the 60-member Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, the polling will be held for the remaining 50 assembly seats. Single nomination papers have been filed in 6 assembly constituencies, while in 4 others, opposition candidates withdrew their papers. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chauna Main and Itanagar MLA Techi Kaso are among the prominent candidates who have won unopposed. The BJP has fielded candidates in all the 60 assembly seats, while the Indian National Congress is contesting only in 13 seats. For the two parliamentary constituencies, there are 14 candidates in the fray, with 8 candidates for the Arunachal West and 6 for the Arunachal East parliamentary constituency. The last day for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections and assembly polls in some states ended yesterday. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats will go to polls on the April 19th. Simultaneously, single-phase polling for 32 assembly constituencies of Sikkim and 60 assembly constituencies in Arunachal Pradesh will be held in this phase. The states and four union territories going to polls in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls are Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and Puducherry. In Assam, 35 candidates, including Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal and Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi, are left in the fray for the first phase polls in 5 Lok Sabha seats after one candidate withdrew his nomination yesterday. The nomination papers of 2 candidates were rejected during the scrutiny on Thursday. A total of 38 candidates have filed their papers for the polls to the 5 constituencies, Kaziranga, Jorhat, Dibrugarh, Lakhimpur and Sonitpur. In Mizoram, 6 candidates are in the fray for the lone Lok Sabha seat. With the deadline for withdrawal of candidature over, it is now official that 6 candidates are in the fray. More than 8 lakh voters are eligible to cast their votes on April 19th. In Nagaland, 3 candidates are set to contest for the ensuing Lok Sabha election. In Tripura, there will be 9 candidates in the fray in the first phase of Lok Sabha election. In Meghalaya, there are 10 candidates who are contesting from the 2 Lok Sabha seats. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, and Tripura till Monday, with the possibility of very heavy falls over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya on Sunday. It said a scattered to widespread light rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning will continue to occur in northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till the 5th of next month. The IMD also forecasts light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, East Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Marathwada, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh for Sunday. According to the IMD, heat waves and warm night conditions are likely over central and peninsular India for the next 5 days. The IMD said that the maximum temperatures over many parts of central and east India are expected to rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the weather department forecasts partly cloudy weather with gusty winds in Delhi. The maximum temperature in the national capital is expected to hover around 35 degrees Celsius during the daytime on Sunday. In Mizoram, the only Mizo top grade artist of Akashwani, Vanupui, breathed her last in the wee hours yesterday. She was 77. Born on July 2, 1946 at Darupui in Aizawl, Vanupui started singing at an early age. She started recording for All India Radio in 1957. In 1969, she achieved Grade A and subsequently the top grade artist of All India Radio. Vanupui has recorded many songs in her career. Condolences poured in from various quarters over the demise of the top artist. Chief Minister Lal Duhoma also expressed his condolences and prayed for her soul to rest in eternal peace. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashwani. Shalom. Have a nice day.